I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love reminder, holidays are here. Great tailgating, great parties with Raising Cane's. They got lemonade, they got chicken fingers.
They have that sauce, that Cane's sauce.
They've got Texas toast, they've got the crinkle cut fries.
The crinkle cut fries in the sauce is really good. Dip it in the sauce.
You can't go wrong with Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
Bathe in that.
We could walk through in like 3 minutes. It's downtown at 14th and P.
Great spot. Walk down there?
Yes, we could.
What are the chances of me and Steve heading down there right after the show?
Minimal. Well, they open at 10:30, so we'd be knocking the door for one.
A little early. Even at 10:30, probably. But not because we don't love the fingers.
It's true.
Yes.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love. Tonight, Eagles-Chargers, Monday Night Football. Two teams have an interesting couple games here. Eagles have kind of scuffled as of late. Chargers also scuffling as of late. This is in L.A. Both teams right now will be playoff contenders. Eagles obviously would be a playoff team, but Chargers might be playing themselves out of the playoffs at this point. Ooh.
Rocky times for Harbaugh.
Yes.
Man. Interesting. Okay, that's good. What else tonight?
Well, don't forget the Chiefs did lose last night 20-10 at home. They're 6-7. They're 6-7.
Is that it?
The Ravens, the Dolphins, and the Chiefs are all 6-7. Probably right now. The Ravens have to win the division. It's just a the path to the playoffs. We're all the Dolphins are getting this four-game win streak is fun. All for naught. They won't make the postseason. They still, as of right now, have a 1% chance. 1%. Because right now, the Bills came back and beat the Bengals. That hurt the Dolphins yesterday. The Texans actually denied.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Help the Dolphins. If that game was a tie last night, it would have helped more than anything, but that's not going to happen. So those teams both now ahead of the Dolphins by quite a ways. Texans, the Colts are falling apart. Daniel Jones is out for the year with Achilles injury.
That means
they're in trouble.
Death. Who is it?
Riley Leonard, the quarterback there.
Riley Leonard. Ladies and gentlemen,
where are they at in the standings?
They're 8. They have
a standing.
They've lost 3 straight for sure.
Remember Riley Leonard in the playoff last year?
Yeah.
When he just ran it every play.
Yeah,
and threw up on the bench.
Yeah, the first wasn't the first series he ran it like 10 times.
Every time.
Yeah,
and you're like going, "Are you just going to keep? Are we going to keep doing this?"
There's a chance he's going to run it 48 times.
The Colts have lost 3 straight. They are now actually 3rd in the division. So they're tied with the Texans 8-5. Jags 9-4 on top of the AFC South.
The Jags look good.
Jags are 9-4. We'll have NFL winners and losers tomorrow.
We will.
Again, get the Jags in there.
But it appears the Chiefs, I mean, it'll take a miracle. The Chiefs look like they're heading toward a non-playoff season.
Chiefs they scored 10 points.
Chiefs lose the Super Bowl, and what was that score last year? They go into the Super Bowl, and you're thinking three-peat dynasty. They lose, I'm going to say, 40-7.
Is that what it was?
I'm going to say 40-7.
I forget the score. 40-22.
Ah! Okay. 40-22.
Still,
blowout.
Still, it was never a game. It wasn't worth watching.
So you were thinking three-peat dynasty.
And now they might miss the playoffs.
What has happened?
People age. Teams age. I mean, that's how the NFL is built, for people to – which is shocking that – How the Cardinals, never a factor.
Yeah.
It's like because they get high draft picks for the last like 20 years in a row. Nothing going on there. Hmm. It's like, how does that happen?
Mahomes is still young, though.
He is.
Oh, he's got a lot.
He's not even 30 yet.
He's got a lot.
29, I'm pretty sure.
I still watch him run. It's pretty remarkable. Yeah. There's a lot of tread on the tire yet.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. And Kelsey's aged. You know, he's aged.
But he's had a good year, though.
He has had a good year.
He's that's not the fair. Problem. The receivers just aren't very good.
No, that's fair. You got to be fair to Kelsey. He's had a great year.
That's it for us. The Drive is live next from the Children's Museum in downtown Lincoln. We will see you guys tomorrow.